Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Today is Saturday, April 6th. And it is the 27th of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. Today is Shabbat. It is a special Shabbat called Shabbat HaKodesh, which means the Sabbath of the new month. Shabbat Shalom. Today in history, this Shabbat HaKodesh is the last Sabbath before the month of Nisan, during which Passover is celebrated. We're going to read a special reading in Exodus chapter 12 with instructions for Passover. Traditionally, it was also during this time that God gave Israel their first Torah commandment, the sanctification of the new moon, thus making Nisan the first month of the spiritual calendar. King Jehoiakim, it was released from prison as well. So you can read about this in 2 Kings 25, verses 27 through 30. We also traditionally consider this day the death of King Zedekiah, and that's found in Jeremiah 52, verse 11. It says, "Then he blinded the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him with bronze fetters and brought him to Babylon and put him in prison until the day of his death." Again, our parasha this week is Shemini, which means the eighth. And our Torah readings today are going to come from Leviticus chapter 11, verses 33 through 47, and Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 20. However, as always, before we begin our readings, let us take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people, Israel, and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Beginning our readings in Leviticus 11, verse 33. Now if any of them falls into a clay pot, everything that is in it will become unclean, and you are to break it. Any food that may be eaten but has water on it from such a pot will become unclean. Also, any drink that may be drunk in any such pot will become unclean. Everything on which part of their carcass falls will become unclean. An oven or stove or pots is to be broken in pieces. They are unclean and will be unclean to you. Nevertheless, a spring or a cistern for collecting water will be clean, though anyone who touches their carcass will become unclean. If part of a carcass falls on any seed for sowing that is yet to be sown, it is clean. But if water is put on the seed and part of a carcass falls on it, it is unclean to you. If any animal that you may eat dies, the one who touches its carcass will become unclean until the evening. He who eats of its carcass is to wash its clothes and be unclean until the evening. Also, the one who carries its carcass is to wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. Every creeping thing that crawls on the earth is detestable. It shall not be eaten. Whatever moves on its belly or crawls on all fours or has many feet among all the creeping things that crawl on the earth, these are not to eat, for they are detestable. You are not to contaminate yourselves with any creeping thing that crawls, nor make yourselves unclean with them or defiled by them. For I am the Lord your God. Therefore, sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am holy. You are not to defile yourselves with any kind of creeping thing that moves on the earth, for I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, you shall be holy, for I am holy. This is the Torah of the animal, the bird, every living creature that moves in the waters, and every creature that creeps on the earth, to make a distinction between the unclean and the clean, and between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten. We have an additional Torah portion on this Shabbat HaKodesh, and this reading is going to come from Exodus chapter 12. We're going to read verses 1 through 20. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month will mark the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one lamb for the household. But if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor are to take one, according to the number of the people. According to each person eating, you are to make your count for the lamb. Your lamb is to be without blemish, a year-old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You must watch over it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to slaughter it at twilight. They are to take the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the crossbeam of the houses where they will eat it. They are to eat the meat that night, roasted over a fire. With matzot and bitter herbs, they are to eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled with water, but only roasted with fire, its head with its legs and its innards. So let nothing of it remain until the morning. Whatever remains until the morning, you are to burn with fire. Also, you are to eat it this way, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You are to eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night and strike down every firstborn, both men and animals, and I will execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, so there will be no plague among you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day is to be a memorial for you. You are to keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you are to keep it as an eternal ordinance. For 7 days, you are to eat matzot. But on the first day, you must remove chametz from your houses. For whoever eats chametz from the first day until the 7th day, that soul will be cut off from Israel. The first day is to be a holy assembly for you, as well as the 7th day. No manner of work is to be done on those days, except what is to be eaten by every person. That alone may be prepared by you. So you are to observe the Feast of Matzot, for on this very same day have I brought your ranks out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you are to observe this day throughout your generations as an eternal ordinance. During the first month, in the evening of the 14th day of the month, you are to eat matzot until the evening of the 21st day of the month. For 7 days, no chametz is to be found in your houses. For whoever eats chametz, that soul will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is an outsider or one who is born in the land. You are to eat no chametz in all your houses. You are to eat matzot. And that concludes our readings from the Torah for this Shabbat. Next, we're going to read from the Haftarah. Today's readings come from Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 16, through chapter 46, verse 18. All the people of the land must give this contribution to the prince in Israel. It will be the prince's role to give the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the feasts, new moons, and Shabbatot. In all the Moedim of the house of Israel, he will prepare the sin offering, the meal offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offerings to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, in the first month, in the first day of the month, take a young bull without blemish and purify the sanctuary. The Kohen will take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it upon the doorposts of the house and upon the four corners of the ledge of the altar and upon the posts of the gate of the inner court. So you will do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who sins unintentionally or through ignorance. So you will make atonement for the house. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you will have the Passover, a feast of 7 days when matzah will be eaten. On that day, the prince will prepare a bull as a sin offering for himself and for all the people of the land. He will prepare a burnt offering to the Lord for the 7 days of the feast, 7 bulls and 7 rams without blemish daily for 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. He will prepare as a grain offering an ephah for a bull, an ephah for a ram, and a hin of oil for each ephah. He will do this in the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, during the feast for 7 days, for sin offering as well as burnt offering, grain offering as well as oil. Thus says the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that faces the east will be shut for the 6 working days. On Yom Shabbat, it will be opened, and in the day of the new moon, it will be opened. The prince will enter by way of the porch of the gate from outside and stand by the post of the gate. Then the Kohanim will prepare his burnt offering and his fellowship offerings. He will worship at the threshold of the gate and then go out. The gate will not be shut until the evening. The people of the land will worship at the door of that gate before the Lord on Shabbatot and the new moons. The burnt offering that the prince offers to the Lord on Yom Shabbat will be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. The grain offering will be an ephah for the ram. The grain offering for the lambs will be a gift of his hand and a hin of oil for an ephah. On the day of the new moon, it will be a young bull without blemish, 6 lambs and a ram. They must be without blemish. He will prepare a grain offering, an ephah for the bull, and an ephah for the ram, for the lambs, whatever his hand may reach, and a hin of oil for an ephah. When the prince enters, he will enter by way of the porch of the gate, and he will also exit by that way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the Moedim, whoever enters by way of the north gate to worship will exit by way of the south gate. Whoever enters by way of the south gate must exit by way of north gate. He should not return by the way of the gate where he came in, since he must exit straight ahead. When they enter, the prince will come in among them. When they go out, they will go out together. At the feasts and the Muadim, the grain offering will be an ephah for a bull and an ephah for a ram. And for the lambs, a gift of his hand and a hin of oil for an ephah. Now if the prince prepares a freewill offering, burnt offering or fellowship offerings as a freewill offering to the Lord, the gate for him facing east must be opened for him. Then he will prepare his burnt offering and his fellowship offerings, as he does on Yom Shabbat. Then he will go out. After he exits, the gate should be shut. You are to prepare a lamb of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering to the Lord daily. Morning by morning you are to prepare it. Also, you will prepare a grain offering with it, morning by morning, a sixth of an ephah and a third of a hin of oil to moisten the fine flour, a grain offering to the Lord continually. It is perpetual statute. They will prepare the lamb, the grain offering, and the oil, morning by morning, for a continual burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince gives a gift to any of his sons as his inheritance, it will belong to his sons. It will be their possession by inheritance. But if he gives of his inheritance as a gift to one of his servants, it will be his until the year of liberty, when it will revert to the prince. His inheritance will belong to his sons. The prince must not take from the people's inheritance, evicting them wrongfully out of their property. He must give inheritance to his sons out of his own property, so that my people will not be displaced, anyone from his own property. And that finishes our readings in the Haftarah on this Shabbat HaKadosh. Our final reading today comes from the Apostolic Writings, and we're going to read in Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 16 and concluding in verse 23. Therefore, do not let anyone pass judgment on you in matters of food or drink, or in respect to a festival or new moon or Shabbat. These are a foreshadowing of things to come, but the reality is Messiah. Let no one disqualify you by insisting on false humility and worship of angels, going into detail about what he has seen, puffed up without cause by his fleshly mind. He is not holding fast to the head. It is from him that the whole body, nourished and held together by its joints and tendons, grows with a godly increase. If you died with Messiah to the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to their rules? Don't handle, don't taste, don't touch. These all lead to decay with use, based as they are on man-made commands and teachings. Indeed, these are matters that have an appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and humility and self-denial of the body, yet none are of any value for stopping indulgence of the flesh. And that finishes our readings on this Shabbat HaKadosh. I am Sarah Ruth, reading to you from the Appalachian Mountains of Georgia in the USA. Shabbat Shalom. Until next time, from all of us at Daily Bread for Busy Moms.